Today we are visiting with Jennifer Hansen the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Here she is on her own.
I'm a little lonely today.
Actually, your office has looked a little... Yes, your parking lot outside of when they were doing training for the Union Pacific.
Yes.
It was a busy time there.
Yes, the office is quiet. And certainly I can get a lot of good work done, but yeah.
All right. So it's been literally a couple of weeks since you stepped in, and obviously Mike Hammond stepped away. We threw in the omelet breakfast in there.
We got that done. Was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And record, by the way, or at least the last 3 years, almost 200 omelets were prepared and served. So that was just a lot of fun, and it's a great opportunity for our community to benefit and support the youth and families in FFA and 4-H.
So we'll see what we come up with in the fall.
Yeah, exactly.
The harvest time version of it.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, though, you've got a lot of things you've taken over now. The staff is basically it's you,
me, myself,
well,
and
you,
I.
You have help.
Well, right, and in fact, that's what I've said a handful of times now. Even though I am the I'm executive director full time and the only full time staff right now with the chamber. We still, of course, have our part time bookkeeper. So I thank her every day because I don't want her to leave. But anyway, and even though I am kind of by myself in the office, for example, I know that I'm not alone. And so I've relied, and my board has really stepped up, whether it being the executive committee or even just the our chamber board as a whole. That group of people have just really been incredible in being able to take on some of the kind of the known chamber tasks and attending meetings and things like that. And even just helping with events and doing, we're talking about different things to really elevate our events and really meet the needs of our members. And certainly I can't do it alone. And so they are just a huge network and a great wealth of talent. So I'm just thankful for their help.
So they're willing to step up. In fact, I think those that might have caught the first Tuesday, if they didn't catch the first Tuesday, Alex Kretzinger spoke and
Alex has been fantastic. Oh my gosh, I couldn't have asked for a better board president. And the first Tuesday of the month for our members, we offer a morning networking event. And so this is a great opportunity to get out of your kind of usual grind and just kind of your usual circles and meet new people or even just enjoy a cup of coffee with just folks that you probably already know. And so I'm thankful to for Scooters also. Scooters in Boone sponsored our coffee that morning. And so they are celebrating 25-year anniversary and their 3-year anniversary in Boone. So that store has been open now for 3 years. So anyway, it was just a great opportunity to certainly keep everyone abreast of the changes at the chamber and what this means, I guess, going mm-hmm. forward.
Sure. At least as far as we can see.
Well, right. And so I think
we do have challenges. Yeah.
Well, right. And there's certainly lots of a really big picture. I mean, just incredible opportunities. I was talking to you earlier about that, Jim. Just incredible opportunities in our region and just an amazing opportunity to really meet, to revitalize and grow our local economy and really benefit do a huge benefit to all of our communities within Boone County. And so I think it's a great way. This now is, so for those who may not know, with Mike was a dual executive, so head of the Boone County Growth Economic Growth Corporation. And so my stepping into this role as executive director of the chamber, I knew that economic growth is a fantastic, that's a great organization.
Sure.
And it's something that takes someone else's full-time attention. And so, and as well as the chamber takes somebody's full-time dedication and attention. And so this now gives me the chance to refocus our organization on what our mission is. What does a good chamber do in Boone County? And so I get to now participate with the board to answer that question and again, hone in on those efforts.
Yeah, that's, again, they tried the collaboration of working together. I did want to ask you, since now you've stepped up into this position, I mean, you talked about the opportunities that are there and the things that people may not realize are moving forward, going forward. We've got, you know, and we're talking the entire county, Ogden down to Madrid and everything else. Were you aware? I mean, you kind of thought there were a lot of things there, or are you just surprised that people may not realize all of these opportunities are out there?
Yeah, and I think as a, you know, kind of before walking into the chamber role, I certainly was somebody who was involved in the community, and I participated, and I was, you know, I shopped downtown stores. I was out in Madrid. I shopped in Madrid. I shopped in Ogden. And so I would talk to people and just kind of, and I, so I, the good news is I'm not, you know, brand new to,
not unfamiliar.
To the world, yeah. But it is kind of you kind of walk into it and you realize, oh my gosh, you know, yes, there's these big, you know, opportunities, you know, Main Street up to the new, you know, the what Ag Certain is doing. I mean, just from the, like I was talking to one of the supervisors, you know, from the smallest of teams at the best coffee shop in our community to multi-billion-dollar global operations, everybody deserves a good chamber to support them, to advocate for them, to promote their wins, and to really see the value in what they're doing, how their work is strengthening our region, and that is so. Again, the when you guys see the red coats or the blue coats, or you know, you see ambassadors talking to these store owners, there is, it's certainly not just some random photo op. It is a real dive in to the work that company or that organization is doing. And my goal is to really tell that story and to talk about how that then kind of plays into the bigger picture. And you know, certainly for someone like Ag Certain, where, you know, that's, you know, those are multifaceted and very, it's just a different kind of industry that maybe some of us are used to. And so it's for that one, it's kind of breaking that down into some digestible pieces, like what does that mean for my neighborhood? And you know, what does that look like? You know, that looks like 200 jobs in our region. That's what that looks like. You know, that looks like, you know, your neighbors being scientists and very smart people. That's what that looks like. You know, and so that, you know, that's what that. So anyway, yeah. So those opportunities really do make a difference, and it's a positive differences in our area too. And I think that's something that we just need to really make sure we talk about.
Well, let's talk a little bit about one thing that I know is in the works, and it is April, so we know we're going to have a visit. Main Street, and that is still one of the chamber priorities to
absolutely keep
moving forward.
Well, again, you're right, and that is for Boone and for downtown Boone. That is, I think, going to be just an amazing opportunity to really, in a very comprehensive way, from just start to finish. You know, we're talking about street and sidewalk. We're also talking about buildings and the attraction of buildings. We're talking about residents having better apartments and just some very, from the very foundational to the, you know, to the elevated opportunities to really change the dynamic of our downtown. And so what we need now is that a true honest assessment of what we have and what where we need to go from here. And so how everyone can really help in that right now is to take that survey. So I know that the chamber has shared it. I'm going to share it later today. Mm-hmm. Jim, I did made sure you had it. Okay. And so and I know it's kind of been shared on Facebook and such, but really be able to take that survey. It's just a simple, like, I don't know, just a handful of questions or so. And it really helps us understand from the, again, from a from everyone's kind of personal point of view, what it is that they would like to see downtown.
And this is, we have a real good core group of people that want to work on this mm-hmm. and are available to keep working. Kelly, yeah. Kelly's been really stepping up on that.
And Mike is still there, too. And that's, yep. and I want to say that,
they've
too.
They've all committed. They're all,
oh, gosh. Well,
all
right.
really and committed to the success of another application.
It is a big deal. And it does take a lot of work. And it takes, you know, weeks and weeks of work. And, it takes every week, it takes work. And so to do these that are, that ultimately we won't know for, you know, for another year in advance. So, yes, the assessment itself is at the end of April. So once we kind of have an understanding of that survey and we have folks coming in from Iowa Economic Growth, mm-hmm. that they can actually take a tour of our city and really kind of get an understanding of what's happening, then they can compile an assessment. And that okay. too will be open to the community.
So this is just public input for this survey?
Yes, yep, absolutely. The survey, okay. that's what that is.
We'll make sure we get that all posted to get it out there so more people can take a few minutes and do it. Again, it doesn't take a lot of time, but the more input, the better.
Right, and so that's what, you know, results are only as good as the data, and the more data we have, the better our results, because that looks like then 12,600 people, you know, having an opinion and really helping to shape what that downtown looks like. If only, you know, 50 people have that option, then it can look different.
Sure.
than you want.
But and we do want to emphasize once again for listeners, remember, this Main Street effort it's a public-private partnership, and mm-hmm. as a chamber, you kind of help facilitate.
Right. And that's what we get to do, again, is being in that role, being that connector. So I have always seen a good chamber as the intersection between our business community and our community at large. You know, and certainly we have, you know, local government, and we have our schools, and we have kind of all the other pieces that kind of cross into that. But right there at the heart of that, in that spot is your Chamber of Commerce. And so for the Boone County Chamber, that's what I want to do, is be able to connect folks to, connect the individuals, connect the smaller businesses to these water opportunities.
All right. Let's go to one of your other. I counted 5 months. She knows.
It's only been 5 months.
She goes, oh, 5 months.
Holy
Puffer Billy Days, of course, you had started yep. working on that beforehand. We know we're going the beginning of August.
Yes.
We know that you've been taking a look. We've already got entertainment lined up.
Yes, so Blessed Union of Souls it's going to be an incredible concert event, and we are super excited to have a multi-platinum selling band in Puffer Billy. They were looking up stats and things like that. They were the number two, I believe, one of the top. Top mm-hmm. two most played bands in on the radio in the 90s. And so we're just super excited to be able to have just a great group of guys, with an amazing concert. So, I mean, their message is fantastic. Their music is amazing. And so we're just excited to be able to bring them here.
All right. So we know that you've recently been taking a look at, are there other changes, adjustments we should make?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know those are things you're still getting into, still taking a look at. But
yeah, change is hard. I get that. Well, and it's, you know, we got a 47-year-old festival that we are, you know, that has kind of gone, had its highs and lows, and we, you know, we want to take a look at it, you know, and you know, make the important tweaks, but keep the heart. And so just some of the things that I think Jim is alluding to is that, you know, we're really focusing a lot of the effort of the activities and all the kind of fun stuff to our downtown street, so down to onto Story Street, mm-hmm. Really putting a spotlight on the retailers on Friday and Saturday. The music, having entertainment in the green space, as well as the main stage, which, at this point, some of the logistical changes that we're making is we're actually going to put the stage on the intersection of 9th and Story, with all the seating then down Story Street. So, you know, rather than having it, in the parking lot, for example, behind the chamber, really focusing all of that main energy on Story Street. And so I think that's going to be a really exciting opportunity to really kind of, again, put a big spotlight on our downtown.
That's you've taken a look at a couple of different, what you mentioned, a water park.
Is this? I know that was my big announcement at City Council. So yep. So I mean, it's hot, and you know, yeah. And I think anyone that came out last year or thought about coming out last year knew that. And so we have a great chance now to we're going to bring a water park. And so one of the things, and I talk about being on Story, the water park itself at this point, I've been working with the fire department, is having these big water inflatables and kind of sprinkler systems and water events on to that next Allen Street,
yeah.
Right in front of the fire station. So that is going to be a great chance for families and kids to go over there and really just have a lot of fun. So that will be, I will say, it'll be important just to note that parents will want to have their kids have flip-flops or what I call camping sandals for my girls. Yeah. So that they can participate in all of the fun water activities, but then be able to kind of, you know.
Go elsewhere.
Exactly.
So these are just a couple of the things you are looking at. Logistically, I mean, we're still working through a lot of this.
Yes, and okay. I think that's going to be important. And I'll certainly, once some things are kind of lined up, you know, for those that may not know, I am a mom of four girls. And, you know, my husband and I, when we would come to Puffer, we didn't really go whenever we like walked into the beer tent, for example, because that wasn't a family friendly environment. I wasn't going to bring my, you know, my 3-year-old in there. And so I really wanted to make every square foot of this event be family friendly and be walkable. And certainly look to other communities and how even the Iowa State Fair or other downtown festivals in other communities have done have made that happen. Mm-hmm. And so, yep, I've been talking with the chief of police and Justin, the chief, the fire Sorry. Chief, as well as Bill, really look at what can we do, for example, like with the beer tent, you know, mm-hmm. is that something that we can now, if we kind of expand the boundaries of where one can have an open beverage, yep. And yet they'll still be able to participate in the, you know, the bag tournament, or, you know, look at the car show, or, you know, watch the concert, let alone, you know, any of the number of different activities that we have. We'll have 24 activities within Puffer Billy. Mm-hmm. Any number of those things, and not just be kind of beholden to this pen with their beverages 10 feet away from them. So that's what some of the things we're looking at.
So, folks, I just want you to point out, yeah, it's not all Jennifer's idea. These are things that your steering committee, you guys have been working on. You know, yes. What can we do to enhance what we've got?
Exactly. And that's what, and again, I'm not alone in any of the work I do. Thankfully, I'm not alone in this. Well, and I'm not, just a lot to kind of do, sure. And make sure that all my T's are crossed and I's are dotted. But, you know, our steering committee has really been focused on looking at Puffer from the kind of the big picture and seeing what does our community want, what has worked really well, what's the heart of Puffer, why did it get started in the first place, yeah. Right? And you know, we know from the binders of notes, it started out as a retail promotion. It started out as like Crazy Days, right? Yeah. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, the street dances started. And then a few years down the line, the parade was added to it. And then Art in the Park after that. And so it just became, it started, you know, small. And that's, in fact, why it was a chamber thing in the first place. It was because, you know, we do retail promotions a lot. But it became, you know, a 3-day, you know, festival that celebrates our rail history, and that's certainly still very important. And yet, though, so we need to kind of look at, okay, this is a really, really big event. We want to, you know, what does right sizing it look like? What is the focus of it? What can we do to make sure we're highlighting the right things?
People that might want to volunteer, because that obviously is going to be one of the big things to help bring it all together.
Absolutely.
People that would like to volunteer to help out, be a part of any of the projects, any of the activities going on, certainly just make contact.
Yeah, reach out.
Probably going to have to send an email.
Please do. So my email is jennifer@boonecountychamber.com, and just email me. I have some folks on our steering committee who are kind of in charge of connecting with our volunteers, and so she's compiling, you know, signups and things sure. like that into the particular spots, because we do have, you know, Friday and Saturday certainly we'll have stuff downtown, but we've also got, you know, the train swap meet over at the fairgrounds, and then on and the mud volleyball tournament too, but then on Sunday we'll have the, you know, community worship service that's going to be, and pancake feed that's going to be a lot of fun to really connect and worship together, as well as Art in the Park there at McCoast. So there's a lot of different opportunities, kind of depending on what you can do.
What you're interested in,
yeah.
where you'd like to help and help be a part of it.
Absolutely.
We do want everybody to be a part of taking a survey, though. Let's go back and circle yeah. back to it and emphasize the importance of getting the community survey done for the Main Street visit. Mm-hmm. And again, this will be really big because we were in the running last year, but not one of the two that got selected.
Yeah, and so I think that these are this is actually one of the elements to the process that was, you know, due to the 6-week time period last time mm-hmm. was skipped over. And so I think now we get the chance to really kind of go through all of the, you know, they're set up there and they're set up this way for a reason. And so now we get the chance to kind of go back and in some cases, maybe double check our work, but also in many cases to really fulfill and just bolster the process. So that survey is super important in educating those that are creating our assessment. So that the assessment itself is at the, I believe it's 28th of
April.
And yeah. That'll be open to the community. And so, but up until then, we really want to get this survey done.
So again, we'll get that posted online for you. Otherwise, I'm guessing probably, do you have it on the chamber website? Or on the Facebook page?
Oh my gosh, Jim, we have a website I got to do? No. the good news is I had posted it, and I know it's been posted on the community page, and okay. Some other individuals have really gotten it out there in different networks. I will post it again too on the chamber page, and we'll go from there.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.
I know it's been busy for you, and again, people, if you have any questions, obviously, shoot an email. That might be the easy way. You can always call, leave a message. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.